We are at Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment and Hunter's Hollywood Hits review for Michael Dealey's book, co-written by Matthew Field. Now, Michael Dealey is, as many a film fan will know, the British film producer and known for such motion pictures as The Italian Job, The Deer Hunter and Blade Runner. So his latest book is very aptly titled Blade Runners, Deer Hunter and Blowing the Bloody Doors Off. My Life in Cult Movies. Well, he's also a founding member and currently honorary member of the British Screen Advisory Council. Now, when you think of being a film producer, what picture do you conjure up? A succession of film screenings and award ceremonies, working with glamorous actors and actresses, or toiling long hours to drum up film finance, working with location scouts and difficult, challenging directors? Well, that's a subject. All those subjects are part of this book and much more. As it says on the inside sleeve, Michael has worked with some of the toughest filmmakers and he's lived to tell the tale. And what a tale he tells. It's a hugely entertaining, informative and a real insight into the industry. It also takes us on a roller coaster ride, of course, on those minis for The Italian Job and all the shenanigans that happen there and all the wiles and ways of getting a movie made up on the big screen. Now, of course, this is a real page turner, this book, and the writing style is one of talking to an old friend, as well as almost talking to a group of film enthusiasts, reminding them that being a producer is not all starry award ceremonies. That said, Michael creates a great build-up, and you really feel like you are there waiting for that famous envelope to be ripped open, and the excitement and exhilaration of the experience of being an Academy Award winner. And of course, Michael says that often when he goes to a dinner party, many people never ask how many territories you've sold your film in. Mostly they just say, so what's it like to work with Bob? Bob, of course, being Robert De Niro in The Deer Hunter. Now, of course, Michael has had to fight to get several of his iconic films distributed, but they very much deserve to be so. But of course, like any film producer, it's a fight. You have to be a fighter and a survivor. And Michael knows about all the strains and stresses associated in getting the films to the big screen. But, of course, being a producer is covered in this book, as well as, of course, it's, you know, working with film directors. It's a must for all filmmakers, film buffs and aspiring producers, because he will tell you all about those territory, distribution rights, and it's a no-holds-barred account of what it takes to be a producer on each and every film he's been involved in. You really get to see the whole picture, pun intended, in this fantastic, fascinating behind-the-scenes page-turner. Now, as a producer, anyone who works in the industry will know a producer wears many hats, and you have to be flexible with all kinds of changes, from a change of production team or director to any kind of logistical nightmare. And you get to hear all these stories, which inevitably bring a lot of humour. And Michael has a great witty way and witty style of writing. Now, we find out how after long national service in Malaysia, Michael got a job through his mother's connection as an assistant editor. And, of course, editors is a way that many writers, actors and producers start out. And he found it a very good learning ground. We got some interesting stories about the adventures of Robin Hood. And, of course, working with Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan, in the case of the Buccaneers Battle Horn in 1956. Anyone who's a fan of the Talking Pictures TV would have seen repeats of that. Of course, in the 60s, he worked for the UK sales arm of MCA Universal. And we also hear about Woodfall Film Productions, where, of course, Michael Dealey was hired to work with, to assist Oscar Lewenstein in, of course, the films like Saturday Night, Sunday Morning, brilliant film with Albert Finney. And, of course, this book also takes us from the famous Wharton Film Studios here in Surrey right to the Hollywood Film Studios, and we find out all about the production and distribution company British Lion, which, of course, produced such classics such as The Third Man, I'm All Right Jack, Lord of the Flies and Doctor Who and the Daleks. Now, of course, British Lion was such a great, a pure distribution company, but it has a filmography of 232 films, and so many of which you can see on Talking Pictures TV, which is fantastic. Of course, Michael was appointed MD of British Lion, and he oversaw releases such as Don't Look Now, and of course that iconic film, that cult film with Christopher Lee, The Wicker Man, and Edward Woodward. Now, of course, also, who can forget another iconic cult film, The Man Who Fell to Earth, with the late, great David Bowie. All of this Michael's been involved in, so you can imagine this is going to be an absolutely fantastic read. Now, of course, you can find out all about The Wicker Man, those iconic films, and The Italian Job, which is now, of course, a classic iconic film. And you can find out all about the logistical nightmares of moving all those minis around Italy with road traffic control, and how Michael turns it into a bit of a triumph through creative thinking. And as I say, there's lots of entertaining stories in here, and it is a really good page-turner. And it's great for aspiring and practicing producers, editors, filmmakers and film fans. I think you're going to love it. It's got a foreword from Ridley Scott, so, you know, you can be sure you're onto a good thing here. Now, so order your copy. It's www.thehistorypress.co.uk. So there we are, Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review and Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix review for Michael Dealey's book, Blade Runners, Deer Hunter and Blowing the Bloody Doors Off, My Life in Cult Movies.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.